Popsalongen. Popsalongen på P3.
Jeg tenker at nå det på tide at jeg switcher over til engelsk. For å snakke med Genevieve Jackson. How did you two decide to work together?
Well, Obi called me up on Skype and he asked me if I could do the song for him. So the producer Jarl flew over to LA and I recorded the hook and yeah, it just became.
Yeah, because I had the first, like, I did the song over here, like, our part.
Yeah.
And, you know, the producer, Jarl, he did the hook for it, and he also recorded it, but, you know, I felt like we needed a female vocalist on this. And the first person that came in my mind was Genevieve. And so I just called her up, you know, she heard a track, and she liked it, and that's how it was, how it happened.
But how did you know that she could sing?
I know she could sing for a long time. I mean, we've been talking about doing something to this, like, prior, like, years ago. We've been talking, you know, like, we should do something together.
But how did you get to know each other?
Like, long story, known each other since we were little.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me more about it.
More about what?
How you two get to know each other.
We grew up together.
Yeah?
Yeah, we grew up together as little kids, and now we're adults, and we're still... We still know each other.
So, how did you feel recording it, Genevieve? Like you got Omer's part, and then
it was really exciting. Omer's part was involved, and then I just recorded the hook, and y'all did his thing, and yeah.
Magic.
Was it like, did you like the song at first? Like, oh my god, this is really good.
Yeah, it was actually really good. When I first heard it, I was in love with it. And so I was really excited when I did it.
Cool. What are you hoping for? What's your goals with this song?
Well, I hope it becomes number one. I'm really sure that it will, so I'm not worried.
No, and 67 countries?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's big.
It's big, but you have to think big.
Exactly. Dream big.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about that, Omar? Like, a lot of people have never heard you do music before.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm one of the privileged people who has actually seen you do a concert.
Okay.
And how... Aren't you, like, scared or...
Well, I know that there's, you know, there's expectations, but at the same time, I'm just trying to do myself as an artist, and it's hip-hop music that I do, but this song right here is actually more, you know, I'm thinking, like, this is going to be released in 67 countries, which is a lot, so when we're thinking about making this record, it was, you know, we were thinking international, you know, not just something that can work just in Norway or just in the States, but just, I think the sound of it has, like, an international appeal.
Okay. One of our listeners have, we take SMSs from our listeners, and one of them, they ask you, if you did this song, which is a pop song, if Michael Jackson taught you any, like, tricks or tips while you knew him that you feel that you can use in your music now?
Not, like, directly, like, you know, sat down and taught me something, but just for me, like, growing up around him since I was so little, I just soaked up, you know, just the way he worked and, you know, just seeing him, you know, write music and all of that, which, you know, is, like, the greatest entertainer and the musician of all times. And so just being around that, you know, as a little kid, you soak up all that knowledge and you know, I maybe use it when I do my music now.
Yeah, is there any, like, specifics that you really, like, think about?
Well, sometimes I see myself, you know, we would have a talk about certain things, and then I would be, like, telling him something, and then all of a sudden he would be, like, drift off, and he, like, start tapping his feet and snapping his fingers and not listening to what I was saying at all, because, like, that's, like, I knew that he was getting a song was coming down to his head.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I'm like, okay, you know what? Just, I'm gonna stop talking, go do your thing. And then he'd go record it, get his recorder and just and lay it down. And sometimes I find myself doing the same thing. I'll be talking to somebody and then, they're like, are you listening to me right now? And then my head be somewhere else. And I don't mean to, like, not to ignore the person, but it happens naturally.
Yeah. So. That's creativity taking over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this is like the moment for us. Dette altså tiden hvor du skal få høre Omer Bhatti sin single for aller første gang. Og jeg kan fortelle deg at i resten av verden så får du ikke høre den før på torsdag. Så du kan føle deg sånn superprivilegiert nå. Og Omer, har du lyst til å introdusere låta selv?
Yes, this is OB All Around the World featuring Genevieve Jackson.
Dette er 3. Du hørte den først på P3.